Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and welcome to a special vocab edition of The Work. I so love the pace car concept. If you think about auto racing and how there's when they're on a yellow on a caution or before the race begins, there's a pace car whose job it is to drive out in front of all the rest of the cars, setting the pace and saying, I'm ahead of you, you're not going to pass me, and this is how it's going to be done. And until that pace car leaves the track, that's the pace car's job. Every single one of us has at least one pace car in this business and in life. There is somebody out there who is modeling the behavior for how it can be done. And every time I work with a client who says something like, oh, well, the way it's going to work for me has never been done before. My situation is totally unique. Yes, of course, your situation is totally unique. But the correction I like to offer is you may not be able to find one person who is doing all the things the way you plan to do it, but you can find a couple of people or a few people out there at the next tier who are doing exactly what it is that you want to do in that particular area. And you may have multiple pace cars for the multiple tracks that you are on. That's okay. And I think identifying those pace cars is some of the best work we can do for ourselves as we're preparing for the next tier. We have to take a look at what sorts of behaviors are going on at that next tier. What types of tools does someone who is at the next tier use? And how can we start leaning into those next tier behaviors and use those next tier tools to show the buyers at that next tier that that is where we are headed? A lot of times we will take a look at the people that are the very, very highest in terms of achievement and say, well, that's what I want to be. And we'll look at the most famous, the most successful, and we'll say that's what I want. And I'm saying maybe you need to pull back a little, not to the person who's won 10 Oscars, not to the person whose name is guaranteed green lights in any studio as soon as they're attached to the project, but instead take a look at people who are just a little ahead of you, just one tier up, doing what you think you're going to be doing within the next couple of years. Pace car. Take a look at them, and not with any twinge of jealousy, not with, oh, it should be me. This doesn't need to even be somebody who's your exact type or your doppelganger, and it may not even be healthy for you to go after somebody who's exactly like you until you've gotten more practiced at this. But I want you to take a look at somebody who is a living, breathing role model that it can be done, that someone like you absolutely can reach that next tier, not the highest tier. That next tier, because while you're too busy focused on the highest tier, you're not putting in the work to get to the very next tier. And it's the work at that very next tier that takes you then to the next and to the next and to the next. And it's a bunch of those strung together that lead to that highest tier. But when your eyes are way too up at that highest prize, you're missing the work that you need to be doing right here, right now, today to make a difference in how you are perceived by the buyers next. As always, thank you for joining me for another episode of The Work. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe at iTunes, and of course, everything you might need to enjoy your self-management for actors journey is available at bonniegillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah.